with the finish. Sporting Kansas City strikes first.
The economy had collapsed, and to say we were going to extend star bonds to bring these businesses to our community was not an easy decision for our governing body to make. I think making bold moves in urban reinvestment, you know, the first new grocery store in 30 years. When we talked about building a 45,000 square foot grocery store near downtown Kansas City, Kansas, there were a lot of people that said, you can't do it. It will not work. And almost 5 years later, that grocery store is exceeding expectations. The investment we're now making in partnership with developers by the University of Kansas Medical Center and Hospital. I'm also very proud of what we've been able to do around crime reduction.
I got no record, I don't file.
We're at nearly 30-year lows now in crime across Kansas City, Kansas. It's because we stuck to a plan of community policing and activated our neighborhood groups with our police department.
Challenges. What remains for Mayor Holland to pick up where you left off, where you feel maybe you haven't been as successful as you'd like to be?
Well, if you take a look at the county health rankings, we're almost dead last in the state of Kansas, and that's not access to health care. KU hospitals in our city, Providence is out west. But what we really look at when we look at, you know, the health of a community is not just access to health care, it's the health condition of our citizens. We want to focus on giving opportunities to our elderly population and our families to be able to get out and exercise and to be fit.
The county showing off its plan for a better sidewalk and trail network and hoping to get neighbors' ideas as well. Fox 4's Tess Koppelman is live in Kansas City, Kansas.
The second thing that needs to happen is we need to focus on our downtown. We need to focus on reinvestment. We've got a great new bus rapid transit system and transit center in our downtown being built today, but we need to focus on attracting businesses and people to our downtown.
Let me just talk finally about a couple of things. One, the discrepancy, and you've alluded to it, between the West Wyandotte development and the urban community. A lot of that obviously is income-based. Talk to me about how you feel you have mitigated the problem of discrepancies between what West Wyandotte has achieved and deficits that have sustained in the urban core in KCK.
Let me be clear from the very beginning. As mayor for my last 8 years and as I leave today, I will never advocate or support the idea that there's a divide between our community, because I think it's harmful to talk about it in those terms. Are there areas of our community that are unique and need certain things? Absolutely. Should we develop strategies that are well thought out about how we invest and reinvest? Yes. Getting away from boundary lines, I think, is very important for our future.
One last question. As outgoing mayor, give me one iconic or flagship place, thing, organization that you would like people around the country to associate with KCK?
I think one of the things that Wyandotte County and Kansas City, Kansas needs to do in the future is tell the wonderful story about where we've come from and who we are. And that's very much tied to the rivers, to the Kansas and Missouri. And it starts right where our city was founded, at Call Point. And if you follow the Missouri around to 27th and Sewell, to the Quintero town site, where you saw the Native Americans that lived in Wyandotte County that were there, and new settlers coming and offering an opportunity of freedom to those that could cross that river. And then the great ethnic diversity that we've had in our community that remains today, that's what makes Wyandotte County unique.
Oh, good.